who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, SI staff writer Emma Boccioleri takes us to Gloucester, England, where we follow a young woman from North Carolina and a round of double Gloucester cheese down Cooper's Hill.
So the Cooper Hill cheese roll is an event that has happened in Gloucestershire, England for a long time, almost 200 years in its current organized form, but even further back as a more freewheeling general cheese rolling event. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is rolling a large wheel of cheese down a very large hill with a bunch of people chasing after it, trying to be the first one to make it down the hill and win their prize, which is the wheel of cheese.
So the wheel of cheese that you win is actually the one you're chasing after.
So this actually has been a development in recent years. Originally, it was the same wheel of cheese, but now so as not to make sure that what you're winning is like damaged goods, the wheel of cheese you get to take home is a separate, safer wheel of cheese that has not been thrown down a giant muddy hill, but it is still a 9-pound wheel of cheese.
And the 2022 cheese roll is a big deal because they haven't had one since the pandemic.
Yes, this was the first one in 2 years.
My name's Abby Lampy. Where are you from? I'm from North Carolina.
Well, what brings you here?
Yeah, the cheese race.
I grew up very competitive, and I knew this was something interesting and one of a kind. So I really wanted to participate and contribute to such an event.
So we haven't had a cheese roll in a few years. It's a big deal to have the competition again. Tell us what's so special about the Women's Cheese Roll Champion for 2022.
Abby Lampy is a 21-year-old recent graduate of NC State who's deeply competitive and loves interesting sports. She'd seen the race on YouTube and was very excited to potentially go when she was studying abroad in Europe in 2020. However, the pandemic sent her home early, robbing her of her chance to witness the cheese roll. And when she decided to make a trip back to Europe this summer after graduating, not just attending the cheese roll, but participating was on the top of her list.
How does someone even prepare for an event like this?
Yes, I loved her answer to this question because when I'd asked if she'd prepared, it felt kind of silly asking that because how does one prepare to roll down a hill to chase some cheese?
Before I left the U.S., I went to Dorothea Dix Park, which is the local park by Raleigh. And I rolled down some hills trying to figure out the best way to roll down a hill. That was fun and all, but like in comparison to Cooper's Hill, it was lightweight.
And then once she got to Gloucestershire, she went to the actual hill that the cheese roll was held on a few days in advance and realized this hill was a lot bigger. There were more variables she was going to have to consider, and she did a few practice runs there.
So I actually watched a lot of Flo Early videos, but she's like the reigning champion for the women's race. She's won 4 times, but I learned like a lot of it you can't really control.
I mean, it looks like a pretty chaotic event when you're watching it on video. It's a ton of people rolling down a hill after some cheese. It's muddy, grass is flying everywhere. It's physical. People are running into each other. They're physically getting beat up by the terrain of the hill. And it sounds like in her experience, it was exactly as chaotic as it looks. Just, you know, it's hard to be aware of how many people are close to you, who's behind you, are you ahead? It just sounds like it's really lost in the fog of war there until you make it to the bottom.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top 5 draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Abby didn't get too badly hurt, right?
No, she was okay. Some scratches, a few bruises, but she, with her very successful role, was able to come out mostly unscathed, which is somewhat unusual for this event.
I had a few bruises on my left leg and like maybe one scratch. And then I have a couple scratches, like very minor scratches on my face because I kind of like ate it there a few times. There's dirt in my teeth, actually. But no, I'm no worse for wear, honestly.
And they've had people in the past, I mean, concussions, cracked ribs, all matter of injuries. And this year there was in the men's race someone who they originally thought had broken his leg. So it's dangerous stuff.
And part of that is because how steep the hill itself actually is.
Yeah, this is a massive hill, both in terms of the the steepness and the grade you're talking about and just the actual amount of ground you're covering. It's a very big hill.
So it sounds like Abby had to overcome a lot to become this year's women's champion. What was the experience like of actually winning?
She got to accept her cheese from the all-time best women's cheese roller, Flo Early, who's a four-time champion who won in 2019, the last time it was held before the pandemic. So kind of a really cool full circle moment there to accept the cheese from a storied champion like that.
And she's got to have some kind of a plan for that 9-pound wheel of cheese, right?
Yes, of course. I was really curious about that. I wasn't sure, like, if I won a prize like that, a 9-pound wheel of cheese, like, do you want to preserve it? Is it okay to eat it right away? You know, how do you figure out what you're going to do? But she has shipped it back to North Carolina, and she is planning on having a very lovely charcuterie board when she gets back.
We're going to do a cheese unveiling with my family when I get back. I don't get back until August 31st, so it's going to be a little wait for the cheese.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
That's going back to North Carolina, isn't
yeah.
it?
Just put your weight luggage up.
You know, I got to ship it to my parents.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.